Real Estate Radio TV, the web radio 100% dedicated to real estate.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio TV, the radio dedicated to real estate. We're back here with Henry, founder and CEO of RKS. How are you today?
Oh, we're feeling good today. Our first time at MIPIMAS, so we're very happy.
Good. So can you give us a little bit of an introduction of yourself, your business and real estate background?
Okay, what about me? About me is I'm a specialist in real estate and specialize in the Spanish residential markets. We founded RKS Asset Management back in 2015, and since then we have grown quite a lot, but slowly but firm. We have launched two investment vehicles, one based in Luxembourg, and the last one is a real estate investment trust that is listed at Euronext, and it's called Tesio Sosimi.
And so why did you decide to launch your own investment firm back in 2015? And can you talk to us a little bit about your investment strategy?
Yeah, that's the key point. What we do in the market is something that other participants don't do. What we try to combine is social impact with high return. And to do so, we have a commitment to help the society to get affordable housing. And since then, we launched RKS, and our product is based only on residential investment for long-term letting, focused and orientated to the working class people, offering affordable housing between 350 to 400 euros a month. And the areas, that's another part of our strategy. I mean, in big cities there are a lot of players, whereas in small and surrounded location, peripheral areas, institutional investors, they don't want to invest.
Right.
And we consider that that's important to invest, to revitalize these areas. And because the city centers are getting so expensive, the working class people, they can't afford to live there. So we've been offering these investments and these opportunities to live in these proper houses and affordable prices.
Residential real estate, the sector has shown to be itself very resilient throughout the crisis because, you know, like we say, everybody needs a place to live. And you wanted to specialize in affordable housing. Why choose affordable housing and not luxury apartments? Give us your thoughts.
I mean, I think we have, as investors, we have a commitment with the society and we have to help it somehow. And this is our way to help because we're not only offering to access to affordable housing, but also to dedicate this investment to revitalize these areas. Why don't we invest in prime areas? Prime locations are good investment and glamorous. Now, we have one thing. We're not talking, our investment is not about being glamorous. It's just about making the social impact. And of course, as an investment, we want to get high returns. In prime locations, you don't get high returns, I'm afraid, right now, because you get yields between 1-1.5%, whereas we can turn around with yields between 5-8%.
Right, making a social impact while, you know, giving investors return, I think that's the trend that we see happening. And so what trends do you currently see happening in Spain in terms of the residential sector, and how has its landscape changed over the past couple of years?
There is a very interesting thing in Spain. Spain has moving forward and quite fast in terms of residential letting. Spaniards are used to live, they always want to buy their own house. Now, because of the prices, the rental market is growing. And there is a situation that is happening now in Madrid, where a lot of people, because of the prices in the city centers, they can't afford it. They are extending, they are using other areas. Well, what happened in big cities like Paris, New York, London, the famous commuting world. The commuting in Spain is now becoming a trend. And that's why we've seen that a lot of people will move away from the city centers because they can't afford it. And it's working class people. They can't afford to pay 800, 1,000 euros a month. They can't.
Right, exactly. And especially with ongoing events like, you know, all-time high inflation, supply chain disruptions. And so, you know, you mentioned at the start of the interview that you have two investment vehicles. One is an open-ended fund and the second is a REIT. So can you go in details about the two and what are their role and responsibilities?
Our responsibility as the strategy of the group, regardless of the investment vehicle being RKS Real Estate or Tesio Sosimi, the Spanish REIT, it's not about what we do. It's just about what we want to do, and we want to focus in the social impacts with high return for the investors, and that's our strategy. Our idea is to continue growing slowly, as I said, by firm.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah. And also trying to help to offer, because there is a need of affordable housing. We're getting confused and mixing social housing with affordable housing. Social housing is the government has to do it. But we have demonstrated as in the private sector that we can do our part with the society creating affordable housing.
And so in terms of your investors, because you've raised millions of euros, what's your investor base? Is it more, you know, private investors such as, you know, family offices or funds of funds, or more institutional grade investors like pension funds or, you know, banks, institutional?
Can I tell you the truth?
Hell yeah.
It's mainly private investors and family offices. Okay. And small institutional investors, because investors, big institutional investors, they don't think that right now this is the place to be. First of all, because of the size and because it's not glamorous. Right. The big institutional investors, they only want to invest in prime areas, something that they will know and that everyone will know. Regardless, they are more focused on the asset rather than in the vocation on the compromise with the society and also on high returns.
Right, but also I think affordability is one of the key factors, and we're going to see a lot of people, you know, because of inflation, supply chain disruption, having trouble, you know, staying in large cities and paying, you know, high rents, and this is, you know, where affordable housing comes.
Yeah, and also not only what you just said, but also coronavirus, that also has helped to take people out of the large cities where it's everything that. Everyone wanted, I think we all do remember, while coronavirus, we wanted to have a terrace, a garden, to be away from the urban, from the noise, we wanted the space to be in contact with nature, and we saw that. So I think this is a market, we're creating a market. And I think it will grow within the next in the short, medium
years.
Term. Yeah.
And also, remote working has allowed people to get out of cities and find affordable housing, which is sometimes not possible in cities.
Absolutely. What we're trying to do also is a lot of people think that because we have housing, outside in the outskirts of the cities, there are bad location or bad quality. Not at all. Like the average size is about 94 square meters. Mm. And also with good qualities. But what we want to also to have is to create, to have good internet, good communication. There is a hospital, supermarket.
Nearby, yeah.
Everything nearby.
Everything accessible.
Yeah.
Good school, also good education. One of the key factors to our youth. So thank you for taking the time for coming here. Is there anything else that you know we haven't touched on, that we haven't mentioned, that you would like to mention to our audience before we close this interview?
Yeah, I think it's more than a recommendation. I think it is important that we all invest, but we also help the society. And I think it's a responsibility, it's a commitment that we have, is to generate high returns with social commitment.
Perfect. Thank you very much, and wishing you the best of luck. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Real Estate Radio TV, the web radio 100% dedicated to real estate.